Braden Brown now joined by Waverly boys basketball coach Tyler Williams. We always appreciate him making some time for us. His team very much alive as they advance to the semifinal round of the sub-state playoffs after a victory earlier this week on Monday night. It was part of our area game of the week. Coach, you got to love this time of the year, especially when you're still playing basketball.
Oh, absolutely. Surviving advanced mode right now. And, you know, doesn't feel like it's the end of the season. Like it's a, you know, it always ends on an abrupt end if you don't win the whole thing. And so hopefully we can keep this thing going.
You're able to knock off a Lyon County League foe on Monday night, Meritazine Valley. Those that may have missed the game, can you walk us through some of the key moments?
You know, it was a different game because we can't use the shot clock. It's different for both teams. And at the end of the game, we were able to just, you know, hold the ball out on them quite a bit, and that ended up being the difference because we played them twice this year, beating by 30, and I think our kids thought it was going to be an easy one. No, it wasn't. I mean, we were up by 8 at half, and they came out on an 8-0 run and tied it up, and it was a heck of a scare. And but we were able to pull away and then hold the ball basically almost the entire fourth quarter. That ended up being the difference.
What's kind of been the message at practice the last couple of days as you guys prepare to play on Saturday?
Just flat out the effort we need to give. Defensive assignments, understanding who the guys are that we got to be concerned with more than the others. Getting the ball in the basket, something we kind of struggle with sometimes. Just basic things like that. Just treat it like any other game, but be ready to go.
You'll get to see another foe you're definitely familiar with as you continue to play some Lyon County League teams in the postseason. What do you remember about the times you've seen Lebo this year?
We saw him once. It was right after Christmas break. We had an awful first quarter. I think we were down 15-2, 13-2. And so we dug ourselves a hole. And then after that, we played pretty well with him. We got within 1 point in the third quarter. And I think it ended up being like a 5-point game, maybe. I don't remember the final score, but I know that we were fouled at the end to try to get the ball back, and they hit some free throws. So, I know we can compete with them. These kids, I'm a junior high coach too, so I've been around for all the competitions they've had with each other. And, you know, I know how close it's been for all these years, and I know we're usually on the lower end, and we'd like to be on the top.
What have you seen from Lebo in film, especially this, last part of this season that is working out so well for them, because they're playing some really good basketball right now?
Reber is playing really well. They all are too. I mean, I think he stands out more than anything else. I've seen on film basically where, against Mission Valley, they were struggling, and then he just turned it on. And he's a really solid player, sophomore, and he creates his own shot, gets to the basket, and so he's going to be a concern. They got many kids who can shoot. They're just athletic everywhere. So it's hard to say it's only one kid because of the athleticism, but the main engine is Reber.
And that's the scary thing for not just coming up on Saturday, but for the next 2 years for the Lyon County League. Everybody going to have to contend with him. Coach, you mentioned no shot clock in the playoffs. Do you think that's going to be a really drastic change for some of these teams as they play their first playoff game and even maybe that second one like your own team?
It definitely can be. It's weird that we play that all year, and then at the end of the year they tell us not to. But it changes everything. There's only a couple times this year we didn't play with it, and you could tell the difference. I mean, we were down at Crest, and we were within, it was a close game. I think they stretched lead like 5 or something like that. With 3 minutes left, they're trying to waste the clock. I'm like, this is annoying. I mean, because they're trying, they decide they're just going to hold the ball out as much as they can. I'm like, I personally didn't like that because I'm so used to just shot clock. It makes you have to play. And it's just weird to kind of go to we're all kind of going back to the old style now, and we're not used to that. So it has changed things a lot. I wish they would get this whole thing figured out quicker.
Definitely agree with you there. I know a couple of times covering Emporia High this season, there's been some sort of issue with the shot clock, and we've played the game without the shot clock, and it definitely feels a lot different, and teams start trying to milk that clock, midway through the fourth quarter, maybe even the start of the fourth quarter at times. When you look at Lebo on Saturday, what do you think is going to be the biggest takeaway? What's it going to take for the Bulldogs to pick up the win?
Keep them out of the paint. If we can keep them out of the paint, and hopefully they don't hit the outside shots, we'll be okay. That would give us a chance. But because once they get, they're just so athletic, and once they get in the paint, they're tough to stop.
Don't forget, coming up this Saturday, we'll have the action for you on Country 101.7 FM. Waverly at Lebo, tip-off 2 o'clock, about 1:45 on the pregame. Tyler, we appreciate the time and good luck on Saturday.
All right, thanks, Brad.
That's going to do it for today's Coach's Corner on AM 1400 and 96.9 FM KVOE, live and local. Today's program was brought to you by Steward Service LLC, First National Bank of Kansas, and MT Networks.